Aditi, I really like the beginning of your essay on sloth, the biblical references to God's laziness, something we never associate with God, and I'm not sure he'd appreciate, along with your reference to Adam's willingness to sit around and loaf, reminiscent of Mary Gordon's reference to God's anger, God's wrath. So you're already allowing us to look at sloth in another way. Good detail with we'd rather drive than ride a bike or walk, we'd rather use the escalator or elevator, but then the rest of that sentence is sort of flat and almost stilted compared to the more colloquial and more specific first part of the sentence. Third paragraph, you seem to be suggesting that sloth is the reward for diligence, and I like that. You're definitely addressing something very real and very common about human nature to find the shortcut, to find the easy way out. The reference to the lion is very nice. I'm looking on the next page now. Fun example from your own life, fun in that you use good detail, not fun in that you're admitting to cheating, which is sort of frustrating, and I kind of wanted some sort of recognition of the immorality of it all. You do get to the point that you were sort of cheating yourself and your life was no longer your own, and I like that a lot. In fact, that might be a great way to end the essay, because after the engaging anecdote, you have a sort of flat, moralizing, Aesop's fable kind of tacked on. You must stand up and take responsibility, but if you ended with, that is the only way to find yourself, you could be linking back to that reference to your life is no longer yours, and it'd have a nice sense of closure to it. So in general, nice job. There are some distracting pronoun antecedent agreement issues, but it's generally clear and compelling with some detail. Thank you.